So Ronnie, you wanted to create a game that visualizes that Windows 8 can be used with keyboard and mouse and with touch. How did you come up with this Pong idea?
Yeah, so the first thing we had in mind is we need to keep it very simple, the game, that people will play for a short time and understand. And I think one of the key points of Pong was we searched for a game that has only one axis movement. So we could simulate with laser and with two keyboard strokes. And then we figured out, oh cool, this is 40 years Pong, so it's a perfect match. It's an easy game, it's also a revival of old games, and it passed perfect for our idea how to use sensor and how to compare keyboard and touch.
So the first thing, of course, we had to change the UI from the old 1972 screen to the new modern UI paradigm. You see, it's really this style of Windows 8 and so on, without changing too much of the application. The other big thing that we had is a really big LED screen. As you can see, it's 8 meter by 5 meter, hanged on the main train station of Zurich, so that was the big display thing, so it looks really cool and big. And of course, we need to emulate the touch with a fake finger, and of course to emulate a keyboard with a really large keyboard. As you can see here, we even come out with names, so the Touch Titan, the one using the big finger, and the Keyboard King, or we even say the old school and new school.
Now you already mentioned the technologies behind, yeah. If you go a bit more into detail, what was the challenge for this precious sensor for the keyboard?
Yeah, so at the beginning we used this Tupperware keyboard just to test it if the idea was good, but of course you need to last, and of course also maybe after 2 days it will not be as smooth as it would be because they're very big and heavy. So we thought we take some industry sensor that can measure from 0 to 150 kilos, and the advantage is you can really hit them really hard. I can also see the difference and see if it's clicked or not. So that's very easy to do with that kind of sensor compared with some button or something much more similar.
What about the laser? What was the challenge there?
Yeah, so we wanted to have to measure movement, and there are various ideas how to use sensor movement and so on. One idea is a sonar, but the spread is too large, so it's very hard to really decide. And so we said, oh, with a laser we can point it. And the cool of this laser, you can say, I want to measure from 30 centimeter to 4 meter. And then we decide which range it reacts the game. So it's very easy. I decide the measure exactly where its position is, super precise and near real time. And so I simply calculate from 30 centimeter to 1 meter is the full screen 8. So fairly simple, but efficient and really stable. That's the advantage.
And technically, how does the app on a standard Windows 8 tablet get the information from the sensor? What API, what the technology?
Of course, Windows 8 apps, store apps, cannot really communicate directly with device and open and have control. So we said, oh, we use socket, we use normal network, and then we took a Windows C device with a data acquisition board that we use in the industry. We wrote a small compact framework code that reads the sensor value and send it through a socket stream. So any Windows 8 device connected to the network, it will sense the broadcast, receive the position of the sensor, and then do the calculation.
So let's start and look at the compact framework part. It's really easy. So here you can see what I need to do first is to connect to the data acquisition board. So I use this library that comes from the back of this TCADS client. And the main goal of this library is to communicate with the data acquisition part of the compact framework machine. Next thing, I need to declare a socket because I want to send this data on the network. So I define a UDP protocol using Datagram. Next step that I need to do is to declare a broadcast address. Why I want to broadcast to the network? Because I want to have multiple tablets to listen to it in case that I have a failure with one of the other. So I can switch tablet in case of a problem. So I defined also a port 555 and I'm done with that. Next thing I say, look, I connect to the data acquisition board and I say, as soon as you have some variable change, please fire this event handler. In this event handler, I simply do what? I read the value for the weight of the first keyboard, the weight of the second keyboard, and at last, the distance of the laser. I compose a super complex message string. Now it's really simple. It's a comma delimited string file that then I convert it to a byte stream. I send it to the network. And I'm basically done. Then I do some cleanup code, and that's it. So it's fairly easy, not too much code. I read the value and send it to the network. Okay, so now let's take a look at the Windows Store application part. It's fairly easy. I create a special UI, super simple, so you can understand better what is behind this software. So as you can see now in the UI, I created two rectangles. Let's make it a bit bigger so you can see. Perfect. The player one rectangle and the player two rectangle. Next thing, I have a couple of labels, basically to show the values. So you can see I have three labels in there. And that's it for the UI. Let's look at the code behind. Also here, fairly straightforward code, not too much complexity. First thing I need to do is to declare a datagram socket because I want to listen to the network. I have some other variable declaration. Now I create an instance of datagram socket and I declare an event handler, message recite. I need also to bind the service. I do asynchronously and I bind it on port 5555 like the other machine is streaming to. So in this case, I can listen to the message sent from the compact framework machine. Next step, I need to parse the message. So the complexity of my protocol is very easy. I simply need to split the string array and then do some parsing. So I parse the first weight, the second weight, and the laser distance. Next thing, I need to calculate some range of the laser in millimeter, how much it matches the pixel. And the next thing I need to do is basically to move the UI. So I say set Y. And in set Y, I simply change the rectangle position based on the laser position. For the keyboard, it's a bit more complex. What I need to do, I need to have a trigger. So it means if I have more than a certain kilo, it should trigger the keyboard. So here you can see the declaration. If it's more than 11 kilo, it means I have pressed the key. Next thing, in the game loop, every 16 milliseconds, I check if I have some weight. I move the player 2 rectangle, or in this case player 1, sorry, by 20 pixels. So now let's start the application and see how it works. As you can see, I'm already listening to the message and I see already that on top of my keyboards I have 9.4 kilo, so below the 11 kilo trigger. So now, what I simply need to do, I need to apply some force on the keyboard itself to see how many kilos, and if it's more than 11, I will move. As you can see, now I'm pressing the two keyboard and you see how much weight I put on the every key, and you can see that I move the rectangle up and down. The same things can be done with the laser. So as soon as I pick up the laser, as you can see, and I move it, it's measuring in millimeters how far I am from the sensor, and basically I move the rectangle in this way. So as you can see, this is the way that WinPong is constructed.
Do the people like it?
Yes, they love it. It's really attracting a lot of people. People like to play it. And the cool things that we managed to do, that I had a lot of, let's say I was scared at the beginning, if they are both playable at the same level, right? I didn't want to give the advantage to the, let's say, classic guy with the keyboard, and I didn't want to give too much advantage neither to the new guys with the touch, right? And we really see this like a 50-50 match.